Spring is arriving in Utah with massive flocks of pure white tundra swans touching down in the marshes and wetlands along the Great Salt Lake. But they don't stay long. Like airline passengers stuck during a layover, they eat, rest, and try to get the next flight out. From Salt Lake City, KCPW's Robin Sussingham reports.
State Wildlife Officer Phil Douglas meets me at Farmington Bay Waterfowl Management Area, about 30 miles north of Salt Lake City. Dusk is the best time to hear the swans calling, and Douglas says he won't miss a chance to hear them.
To me, tundra swans are, they're the icon of Arctic wilderness. I don't know, I probably will never get to the top of the world where swans go. And so when they show up in Utah, I often think there's Arctic wilderness dripping from their wings.
We take his truck over the bumpy dikes that corral the fresh water streaming down from the Wasatch Mountains. On the other side of the dikes lie mud flats and further out, the Great Salt Lake. It's the fresh water and the pond weeds that draw the swans.
Oh yeah, we got a good bunch of swans right here close.
The tundra swan gets its name from the remote Arctic regions that make up its breeding grounds in Canada or Alaska. Some are starting to pair off, which may account for much of the squawks and hoots.
A lot of it's territorial, a lot of it's, you know, get away from where I'm eating, get away from my potential spouse, my potential mate.
The swan's call is an attention getter, as is its 7-foot wingspan and long, straight neck. Douglas arranged a tundra swan day at the refuge recently, with vans carrying people out onto the dikes for a closer look. In the bright sunlight, the swans are much quieter than they were at night. Many of them are dozing with their heads tucked back onto their wings, storing energy for the long journey ahead. Jody Reese of Salt Lake City watches the birds through a telescope.
When their necks come up, they're just beautiful, so graceful, like a big question mark, and then they go down again and come back up.
The migration will peak in the next couple of weeks, and the swans will be gone until next fall when they stop on their way south. Douglas says he always mopes around for a while after they leave. Watching the swans fly away from the cities and head for the wildest places left on Earth gives him, he says, migration envy. For NPR News, I'm Robin Sussingham in Salt Lake City.